By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Coronavirus relief payments to millions of Americans seems to be less certain after Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple the direct amount, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600, but Trump dropped a bombshell suggesting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. Tens of the 12 Hong Kong people captured by China at sea as they tried to flee by boat 4 months ago will go on trial on the mainland on Monday. All were facing charges in Hong Kong linked to anti-government protests in the former British colony, including rioting and violation of a national security law Beijing imposed on the city in June. The Hong Kong government has said the defendants must face justice on the mainland before returning to Hong Kong, where they are expected to be further investigated for the suspected protest-related crimes. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his supporters said that police raided an apartment of an associate Friday morning and detained her for questioning. Navalny on Twitter said that police raid was in response to a telephone call he made to a poison expert with the FSB, impersonating an official with the Kremlin Security Council, who got to admit that Navalny was poisoned back in August. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiations allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit when the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year. It will not face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and to ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structure on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. The EU Commission President urging the 440 million Europeans remaining in the 27-nation bloc to put the drama of the 4 years since Britain's Brexit referendum behind them and to look to the future. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its $10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday. The United States, about to complete its second week of vaccinations with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the city of Tripoli. It said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. Still unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. And former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe set on Friday to correct statements he made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal, that is, that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for supporters in possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.